Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
Father,
We thank you for another blessed day of your goodness. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for your mercies and grace this week, as well as all of your blessings. We ask you, Lord, to settle our hearts and minds as we listen to the podcast today. Remove any distractions that would impede us from hearing your encouraging words for us today. We pray for our radio audience that the music, promises from the word, and prayers would edify them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And Lynn, good morning to you, and I hope all is well in the eunuch of the woods.
Yes, indeed. Good morning to you, Ivor, and good morning to you, Sister Kathleen. I hope
good
all
morning.
Is well in your neck of the woods. As far as I know, it's wonderful in my neck of the woods. And I need to say I'm out on a hot date with my daughter, so I just make sure that I come in early, because if I spoil this date, I may get beaten up. As it were, now let me just say good morning to all the listeners again, and just to begin by saying thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you have afforded us. It has been a beautiful morning, and we're grateful that we are in the mood to accept it. And wherever the folks that are listening are, they are experiencing similar weather conditions. Let me just give the names of those who we want to speak about this morning, Lord. Dear Father, we come to you. We pray for those who are under the weather, the ones who we have continuously prayed for. And we pray especially this morning for Dr. Leroy Lashley, who is celebrating a birthday today, and his dear wife, Anne Lashley, and his daughter, Lisa. We pray for my sister, Gobel Francis, Bubsy Nisbet. I'm sure, Lord, she needs your help at this time, Lord. And her daughter, Murchis. Dawn Simon, who is going through some storms, Lord. We pray for her. Fanny Whitley, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, El Comito Willett. Hope, Lord, that he may grant him his wish of being elevated in his country, Lord. We pray for Wentworth Francis. We pray for Talbert Francis and Joanne Francis, all my brothers and sisters. We pray for Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, my niece, Dr. Roger Brown, and one of our panelists, Linford McKenzie. And we pray for all those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We pray for them. We pray for this show this morning. Pray for host Tiber, Cardinal, Lynette, and all who are participating this morning, Lord. We grant them the wisdom to make it be one of the better shows that they have put on. Thank you, Lord. And we pray especially for a country who is going through some uncertainty, Lord. We pray for them and all who are suffering because of the ill effects of that. We pray for my brother, Eugene Francis, who has been struggling with some ill health for years, Lord. Lord, we pray that this show may be the one that will be remembered. Thank you for the opportunity, and pray that it will go down and reach the hearts of many. And all these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. This time we're going to just go ahead and say good morning to Sister Donna over there in Big Apple. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good
morning to Leo. Good morning.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. We have overcast conditions in New York this morning with some drizzle here and there.
Okay, well, you try not to get wet. I know Marcus and Linus would say that salt do melt, but I'm going to tell you that sugar do melt, so don't get wet. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Leon. So, I see sugar melting. Why are you melting the sugar, Ivo?
No, she says it's raining over there, so I'm telling you, do not walk in the rain. get melt. Well, you would say that salt do melt. I'm going to say, Donna, you do not walk in the rain because sugar is going to get melted.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm not saying that you're going to say that she's salted, but I'm saying sugar do get melt.
So,
Sister Catherine is on also. Did you say good morning to her?
Huh?
Did you say good morning to Sister Kathleen?
Morning, Sister Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, have a good day today.
Very well.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, well, we started on a nice positive note there, nice prayer, and of course, then you would have missed it, Mertris. I was trying my best to get you in earlier, but he did send a special prayer for you and for Mama Bobsy. So go ahead and tell us about how you're doing
much.
And how is Mama Bobsy.
Mama Bobsy's spirit is up, but just that her walking is down. So we're working on that. We do therapy, and hopefully by a couple of weeks she will be much better, hopefully. But if not, we'll keep on working until she gets there. And me, I'm struggling, but I'm doing good. Thank you. We are here.
Okay, well, you begin some blessing today, because when prayer goes up, the blessings come down.
Blessings come down, so we're getting our blessings.
Leon did send his prayers for you and for Mama Pop morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we have quite a number of folks on here already. We want to say good morning to them especially. And for those who are listening via the internet, I want to welcome you. And we're going to try to brighten your day. And Sister Kathleen, I did get your note just last week when you said you really, really enjoyed the show, especially songs by WOW, 1999 album. So I want to thank you for enjoying the show, and you're really a breath of fresh air. Well, you know, in the first hour, we have our inspirational portion, so we're not going to take away much from the folks. We're expecting, you know, some musical blessings. So we're going to get into that. We go until 10 o'clock when we do sports. You know, the CPL is on in the Caribbean, so that would perhaps take precedence. But I always like to say the big show comes up on a Sunday. So the sports here is just in brief. But we have a full 3-hour show on Sunday when we speak all sports, especially cricket is concerned. And of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And I would come to you compliment Mr. Arthur Watson. Patna will be bringing that to you. At 10:45, we will have someone representing the Antigua Care until Dawn and Debbie get back on their feet. Panel would greet his special fans. He'll have a commentary for us. Then we'll have an open line type. We can speak about just about anything that's taking place. I'm sure the former president will come into play, a discussion on that as well. So you can stand by for the duration. Come on, just to hear the sports and birthdays, some coming for the discussion. So I take this time to say a special good morning to Kathleen over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. We've got this session hers. They've laid claim to it that this is my special portion of the show. And with that, we sent a special request, and it is here by Dolly Parton, There Was Jesus. So we start off proceeding this way. Okay, come on in.
Every time I try to make it on my mind, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. when the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found. I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, in the touching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. Oh, this man.
made our presence felt. For those who want to get a little snippet of it, I did have Facebook Live. So on my page, I will have Facebook to see some of the proceedings. Well, again, maybe it's just fitting that I find Michael Jackson gone to school. Let's get a piece of that. Especially for Mr.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Moss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon.
Just like to say condolences to my nephew over there in South Carolina. My brother Gay would have passed on a little over like a week now. Took sick and was buried within a week. I just want to say condolences to everyone. I'm happy that Marva would have traveled to South Carolina to see him before his passing. And I'm also happy that both you and Roger were able to travel for the funeral. May his soul rest in eternal peace and rise in glory.
Thank
That's
you.
It from me.
Well, let's hear from Beth Mitzvah. But just at 9:30, we're going to be having an inspirational thought, Miss Kathleen. So don't you be a miss that one.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, soft embracing song. From a distance, the words sound sweet and clear, and all is bright and calm. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a
come in to give us some inspirational words. Come on in.
Okay. Good morning, radio audience. Our scripture from today is from Psalm 128. This will be our inspirational thoughts for today. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 128 is written that believers may know the joy that only God can give. The key is not finances or fame, but faith in God. Jesus Christ is the source of eternal joy and everlasting happiness. Fearing the Lord is the pathway to fulfillment, satisfaction, and contentment. Now you may ask, what does it mean to fear the Lord? Since verse 1 states, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Fearing God means to take God seriously, to revere him deeply, and to honor him greatly. When we revere, honor, and exalt God, his thoughts take precedence over the culture we follow, or thoughts from Facebook or Instagram, and what we listen to and adhere to from others that may not be truthful. A person must fear the Lord and walk in God's ways. Walking in God's ways is to live in daily obedience to the word of God. No one will be truly happy while living in disobedience to God. Fearing the Lord and walking in God's ways means loving the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid for our sins upon the cross and enabled us to have access to God himself. Psalm 128 tells us that the person who reveres God will be divinely favored. God's goodness will rest upon his life. Blessings will be on your home life, and you shall be prosperous and successful in your employments. It shall be well with you. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Overall, this blessing is available to all who revere, honor, and respect God. It isn't dependent on race, class, education, or even intelligence. It is on everyone who walks in God's ways. So if you want to know the key to successful living, it is to first fear God. Psalm 11:10 states, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let's choose to be blessed by continuing to fear the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your words today. We thank you for all your blessings upon your people who fear you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, we go until 10 o'clock in the inspirational portion. To stick and stay and invite someone. It's always good to have company. You'll speak about it after. Here's one from WOW, the Gospel Group. Hold on, changes come.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Here we go, y'all. Take a little message out to those of y'all. Like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Yesterday, a man said to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, in my secret.
when I wanna cry. I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't worry.
For me. you. You're next in line. You've been listening to them and have had you bringing up the rear long enough, but you're next in line. Call me.
Walking. Well, he's with a walker, but he is walking. A few months ago,
he couldn't even lift his feet. So let's dub that as a miracle. Okay? Jesus is a friend. Imagine that. Our Father. And we know he is in heaven. He's not just the Father. He says, make me a friend. What a friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Donald Lawrence!
Ah.
Oh, yeah!
We're going to work this one a little bit, y'all, right? Come on, let's move, y'all. Help. Watch, here we go, man. Come on. A little something for the radio. Hey, a little something for the video. Hey, a little something for the thank you.
To God.
Yes, indeed. Thank you to the Lord in prayer. Man, that was something. That reminded me of something. Well, we're winding up to the top of the hour. Of course, we're going to have a parting word from you. That's been shorty. Stand by for that.
Pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my heart. Cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. To help a brother very slow. I'm drinking from my coffer. Say drinking, drinking, drinking. Cause my cup has overflowed. I keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Of my cup and full of Lord. My cup has overflowed.
Yes, indeed, my cup is overflowed. This time we're going to summon Sister Kathleen again for one last time in the segment for the benediction. Just to get a name.
Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to remember from Psalm 128 that blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Help us remember to ask for your wisdom, understanding, and guidance each day so that we can continually live a lifestyle that glorifies you and make wise choices in decision-making. We thank you for your mercy, grace, and protection sustaining us in the week. We pray your blessings also upon the sick and shut-in and also the challenged. Most of all, help us to disciple others for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Folks, well, we've come to the end of our inspirational portion. I truly, truly, truly hope God watch us then, election says, and do come again, those grieving, next Saturday. Do come again. Then we're going to be saying goodbye to this segment, but don't forget, we continue until high noon. Both comes up shortly.
I'll see you back there, balcony. Y'all better come on.
Masters, but you know, we always have Leon, you have some of the heavyweights here. You have Dennis. David, I know you're scoring over there at the park. Well, I think David is scoring at the park. Let's do this. We put him on mute back there. He's just listening up. We're not going to really bother him too much this morning. But let's go ahead and greet Dennis over there in Southern California. And we know you were in for with a fight with Mother Nature. So Dennis, before we get you onto sport, let's see what you have in store for us and how did you fare and how are you faring over there in Southern California where the weather is concerned. Morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to the panelists and audience listening. Out here in California today, we're waking up to a very bright and sunny morning. But of course, the beginning of, or the end of last week, should we say Sunday, we had tremendous storm pass through the area. I was fortunate in my location because we had plenty of rain, but there were others close to my location, maybe 40 miles, where there was very severe damage due to water and flooding. And of course, it was further north of us. There was an earthquake at the same time as the thunderstorm was rolling through. But other than that, things are brighter today because all that rain has gone and the sun is out and things are looking bright and cheery for us right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize there was an earthquake. I knew of the other portion. Well, I'm happy that you're not reporting any loss of lives or anything like that. So I think that's a good thing.
We want some sports now?
Yes, yes. We'll give some sports. And as all I stand also.
Yes. Well, as far as sports, it's a sort of a rainy, where the CPL is concerned, rainy weather has affected matches for the CPL so far, and not all the matches have been played. But today we have the St. Lucia Kings versus the Trinidad Knight Riders, and that match has just gotten underway. There is no score at the moment. It's literally just taken to the field and setting off. But further afield, we have the Asia Cup that is due to take off in Asia, involving Nepal and Pakistan and India and Sri Lanka and others. Here, U.S. Masters T10 tournament is wrapping up. The qualifying matches are about to take root. We have the ICC World Cup match and schedules being published, and Pakistan and Afghanistan on their ODI. And locally, the U.S. men's under-19 squad has qualified for the under-19 Cricket World Cup, beating out Canada by just the net run rate. Both played the same amount, their statistics were exactly the same except for the net run rate. Also today, the minor league cricket schedule showing that we have the New England Eagles against the New Jersey Stallions starting at 10:30 today. We also have the Southern SoCal Lashing versus the Golden State Grizzlies at Woodley Park, and that starts at 11 a.m. We have the Atlanta Lightning versus the Atlanta Fire today. That's a 2:15 start. We have the Empire State Titans versus New Jersey Somerset Cavaliers. That is a 2:30 p.m. start at Glenville Cricket Stadium. We have the Seattle against East Bay at Tollgate Farm. That's at 3 p.m. That should be Fort Lauderdale Lions versus Orlando Galaxy. And that's today, the 26th, at 6:30 p.m. And that's at Broward County Stadium. And we have, I think I just gave you that one, the East Bay against Seattle Thunderbolts. No, that is tomorrow. East Bay Blazers take on the Seattle Thunderbolts tomorrow at 10:15 at Tollgate Farm. And New Jersey Stallions against Empire State, 10:30 a.m. at Glenville Cricket Complex. That's at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. And on the 11 a.m. hour at Woodley Park, there is the Golden State Grizzlies against SoCal Lashing. That's 11 a.m. So there's a lot of cricket for you for this weekend, the minor leagues, the U.S. Masters, and of course, we have the St. Lucia Kings. They have now scored 7 without loss after 1.4 balls. There's lots of soccer taking place this morning. Certainly, Bournemouth lost to Tottenham Hotspurs by 2-0. And just started, we have Arsenal against Fulham. And there's a shock result so far. Well, it's not quite a result. But Arsenal is losing to Fulham by 1-0 after 7 minutes. That is a brief roundup for you and the audience there, Ivor. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. I know Leon is out with his daughter on heart rate, so his line is open just in case he wants to come in. But Donna, tell us what has gone wrong with your Patriots. They can't even win the toss, never mind win a game. What's up with that, Donna B? Tell us something. Folks want to hear you. I know you.
I have no idea what's going on with the Patriots.
Well, you think it's because, I'm going to answer the question, you think it's because the Patriots are not being patriotic, so you think it's Nevis cricketers, where you can't
that
even get one
person
in the
team?
So is it fair to say it is Trinidad's B team? They've been dubbed as Trinidad B team. Evan Lewis is the captain, so we have to take it from the captain down.
I don't know what's going on with the Patriots. I have no idea.
They have the 12th man. It's there. They're in the numbers. They're showing up to the games. They're in their numbers. But he's cheering the cricket, but not for the Patriots. When Guyana played.
T20 is supposed to be an exciting game, but the Patriots not creating any excitement.
Evan Lewis looked well in his last match for his brief stay, but you have to finish the job. I mean, it can't be a flash in the pan. I mean,
can I make
a comment here? Of course, by all means.
Well, you know, as far as the Patriots, they've been very unfortunate because two of their matches have been rained out, and the other two, well, you know, had things gone one way or the other, it's quite likely that they could have done better. But not having played two, and it's a cold climate out there in, was it St. Lucia they were playing in last time?
Yes.
Or was it Guyana? The weather, I think, had a great deal of influence on how the Patriots were getting on this time round. And with two washed-out matches, you know, in fact, Amazon Warrior, they've had, if all clubs have had washed out games this year. So it looks to me as if maybe they should switch around the start as to which location they start with, because it appears that there's bad weather likely in at the start of the year. So think about it. And that's
They started in St. Lucia and the rains came. But you said in thinking it could have gone one way or the other. No, you went one way. Maybe it's the other. So like Donald was saying, I don't know. They need to take a bath, maybe go to the beach and wash some of that. Well, not in the beach. They need to go to the hot water bath and wash some of that salt off of them. Because you have bumper crowds. They're coming out in Saint-Kitts and Nevis, but nothing to show in the wind column. And that could be very disheartening. And
I think yesterday Evan Lewis certainly came to the forefront and produced some runs yesterday. And I know Sherfain Rutherford probably suffering from, a little tired. I think he did very well in the Canadian Premier League series, but he seems somehow not to be able to produce right now. But I think the weather has a lot to do with it, and they may well turn things around in the next games or two. So we'll watch them and see.
Well, tomorrow the heavyweight comes in, and I know that we're going to really be in for a treat, because that's the question here. How would the selectors pick a team? Next year is World Cup. And this is our only 2020 game. Some of these folks don't get franchise contracts outside. How could they pick a team for 2020 if most of the guys in the Caribbean are not playing 2020 cricket, especially those guys from the leeway? Let's say Akati, for instance. He doesn't get a contract with the IPL. He doesn't get one with the Big Bash. None of the franchises have picked him up at home. Are you telling me that he's done and dusted, that he would not be eligible to make the 2020 squad for the World Cup next year because he's not playing franchise cricket, because his agent either was not good enough to get him into the draft or to get him drafted? How do we go about selecting a team when we don't have anything outside the CPL to showcase our unknowns? Are we just going to go with the franchise cricketers that travel across the world and a good sparkling unknown hot-handed batsman, 19 years old, maybe 20 years old, playing for his club or his island at home? But he was not on the stage where, you know, we know commentators or umpires are looking at him. But we can hear, over in Trelawney, boy, this guy have this hot hand. This 20-year-old boy, and he's scoring after scoring. But he wasn't on the world stage, or he wasn't on any international stage, or any recognized stage. How do we get potential cricketers for the future, and especially for the World Cup? That's a big question that I have. I would think it's a big question if I get this to myself.
But this is a hot...
Yeah, go ahead.
This is really a hot potato for you there, Ivor, because you have to remember, this is, as well as cricket, it's a business, and the businessmen are looking for results. And so the players in the Caribbean have to step up and show what it is they have to offer in order to get into these local franchises. The Cricket West Indies do what they can by facilitating the CPL, but it's the franchise owners who then make the final decision as far as who to appoint in their team. And if our players are not showing that they're capable or that they have what it takes, then they're not going to get a look in, I'm afraid. I know it sounds odd.
How do you get to that point? That's the question that I have. How do a youngster get to that point? Because the agents who are out are not looking at the local cricket in Nevis, in Jamaica, in Antigua. So they're not known, they're not seen. All we know is who's on the stage now, old and getting down, beat up, busted up. Well, how are we to get at a Dennis Jr.? There's a Dennis Jr. Mm-hmm. in Jamaica that is playing cricket. Mm-hmm. The scouts mm-hmm. are down in Australia looking at folks who are on a stage. How do we get to that? Because West Indies doesn't have any other 2020 cricket. There's a contract of 50 years where they can't have any 2020 cricket. How do we get the resurgence of new blood? How?
Well, definitely they'll have to, CPL, it's not CPL, but the West Indies, Cricket West Indies will have to make a greater effort to push the youngsters. Where
they can't do it because they cannot have any 2020 cricket. Remember, the contract is out to the CPL. It's a 50-year contract they signed with the CPL where you cannot have any 2020 cricket.
Yes, but you see, with the CWI have their own their own T20 matches, national, you know, international matches.
No, they don't have any 2020 cricket.
Well, what I'm referring to is the international T20s that CWI plays. They can start bringing in youngsters who are worthy of medal. We have
That's the question. How do they bring them in when they're not playing any recognized 2020 cricket? They don't go on as somebody, Desmond Haynes would hear, hey, there's a guy down in Nevis that is playing club cricket. He's 19 years old. He's 18 years old. Let's give him a try with the big boys. How do they do that? Because we don't have anything other than the 2020 cricket from the CPL in the Caribbean. So how do you get them into 2020 cricket, into the West Indies team?
I still say that we can get them there by CWI taking the approach that some of the so-called older, experienced players who are not producing at national level should be, you know, put to pasture and give the youth. I mean, young McKenzie, I see him playing for the Talawas. I'm not saying that he's there quite yet, but he definitely has the ability to make positive stride. Now, it appears to me that because he's not getting the opportunity outside of the Talawas, you know, he should be looked at. There are others who should be looked at the national level, given the way our hands are tied. This is the only way. The CWI have to get proactive and start maybe asking for more involvement, more say, or at least insist on having X number of local players in local CPL. But the fact of the matter is a 50-year arrangement is a big disadvantage. The fact that it's a money-making franchise, that is, you know, it's an investment, you have to obviously give the franchise owners as much say as they can because it's their franchise, it's their money, and West Indies do not have the kind of support to get, you know, to get a CPL that would feature only local players. So we have to go with what we've got. I'm sorry that the contract has been so badly arranged that we don't get the opportunity to showcase our talented youth, but we need to play more T20 matches locally so that our youngsters get the opportunity either.
Okay, well, I agree. West Indies is going to have to put it on the card somewhere along the lines to have some kind of competition amongst themselves somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cricket is being funked because the owners for these franchises, I think they have a little bit too much say. Like Don was saying this morning, I cannot see we have a team named Think It's Navy Patriots and not even one guy, one national, and they're playing cricket. We're playing cricket in the Leeward Islands. Can get into the franchise. But we're showcasing some old men, 40 years old.
I agree.
Almost
man.
50. So they have to do something. It is good for the cricketer, but it's not good for cricket.
Yeah.
The cricketer is filling up his pocket, yes. But where are we going in the future if you're going to continue like this? Patriots. Think his name is Big Patriots. And we can't root for local guys. Because they're nowhere to be found.
Well, you know, we sometimes...
for a 40-year-old guy to fill up his pocket and our cricket is suffering in the meantime. Why can't it be like the IPL where you have to have four local guys then at least? They're telling you can have more than four overseas players. But here you don't even have one local player. You can have 10 overseas players. Or you can have no local players. Why you can't say you must have another 19 player? So we can see something. We're not building anything for the West Indies, and this is our CPL. They don't dare do that in the big match. They don't dare do what they're doing in the Caribbean with the IPL, in Pakistan, in the West. Why these little black boys down in the West Indies? That's how they see us? Let's run over them. You can't play. It's your franchise. Come out, support, and cheer. But you're not cheering for your local guy that he can make the West Indies team. He can't get a chance to play at home because his name is nowhere in the roster. That is wrong. I don't care in whatever color you write it in. It's wrong.
One idea might be, Ivor, you know, when the West Indies have that long layoff period between the end of the Caribbean four-day championship when all our franchise players go off to play IPL. Maybe that's an opportunity for Cricket West Indies to organize some type of local T20s for those other players who are not, you know, off with the franchises. Give them the opportunity
playing. Let me stop being interested in Dennis. They cannot organize any 2020 cricket. That is in the contract. West Indies, WICB cannot organize any 2020 cricket because they're sold to the CPL. They cannot.
You're saying that
contract.
The contract precludes them from having local matches?
Having any 2020, yes. From having any 2020. They had it. They was running at a loss. They chased Sanford. They lock up Sanford for no good reasons. When it comes to cricket, messed the cricket up. And then they couldn't run it. They had no ball to stand up and to even support Sanford. And then they sold it out. 30 pieces of silver. They sold out West Indies cricket for.
I know
they don't have a say. They cannot organize that even a charity match. 2020 cricket.
Well, I wasn't aware how deep the tentacles of the CPL franchise had gone as far as the West Indies is concerned. I mean, that is somewhat sad because, as you rightly pointed out, if that is the case, our youth will not have opportunity to grow unless in the national team we start to, you know, drop some of these, dare I say it, seasoned players and start giving the opportunities to the youngsters coming ahead because they need to get, you know, some of what's out there. And, we have enough talented players coming through. You know, we have enough young, talented players, and they do need the opportunity. It's sad. I hope CWI is really thinking about what they can do and how they can go about improving national and West Indian cricket because we do need this if we're going to become a factor of relevance in the not too distant future. We really do need it.
Yes, well, I agree. Okay, well, we're waiting for Cardinal to come on in, meet his many fans, and we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that will have taken place on this date. So Cardinal is at the helm here where he can use the main studio today, so he can come on in and take it from there, Cardinal, meet your fans, and we can do the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place in this date. We can end sports here, get out of it. Tomorrow, the heavyweight comes in from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and we'll have much more of this. And the matches that are being played today, we will have results for you tomorrow. So, Colonel, you're up. Greet your fans, and then we'll go right on into birthdays, and we'll have the Antigua Care at 10:45. Good morning, sir. Colonel, you're up.
Thanks. So, I'm supposing that you guys are not hearing.
Okay, we're hearing you now. Okay. Oh, he just got dropped. Yeah. Okay. I guess he'll.
The score update. The Patriots are 47 without loss after 5.4 overs, Ivor.
Okay. Thank you for that. So, Cardinal just got dropped there. So, let's see if he will be back shortly. In the meantime, let's see if we can. Let me see if I can.
West Indies cricket, and I think you guys are doing a lot of hope there, but I'm hoping for you as well. But in my view, the horse has left the stable, and you guys are trying to catch it, but you're not even in the pasture. So I don't know what you're gonna do.
We're nowhere around the stable.
You're not even in the pasture. Never mind.
That's what I said. We're nowhere around the stable. So we're here just staying, staying off our mouth, giving them ideas.
Okay.
You know we. Wow.
Well, let's see.
Which friends will have the birthdays so we can get the.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to Ivan. Good morning to Dennis. Good morning to. I think I have Leon on this morning. Barbara. Kathleen. And good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. You know, I'm going to get, as you indicated, get right into greeting the many special fans who are here with us each and every Saturday and, you know, keep us abreast of how well we're doing or not doing. So we send out a special greeting to them on each occasion. Good morning to the people up in New York. Ina, Donna, Sharon, Mortris, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. And our special hope and prayers for Lady Babsy Nisbet at this time, who is a little, as I understand, a little under the weather. Well, we're hoping for her speedy recovery, and we want to keep our fingers crossed or palms up or whatever we need to do to get us back on our feet and hear that wonderful voice again coming on as strong as we are accustomed to it. Good morning to the people over in St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. I'm going to invite Irma to understand how badly Iva wanted to leave out her name. And she sits by that radio every morning hoping, like Leon says, to hear her name on the radio. Suddenly, Iva wants me to forget. How could something... Look. Irma, you got to watch who you call your friends. Good morning to you anyway. Nice to have you around. Hope you're selling the last few days of your birth month. I know you will be, and the people in St. Martin would not allow you to forget it. So party on, because it's soon over. August has come. It's a lot of heat. Record temperatures. And Irma is right in the middle of it. Good morning, Carlos. And all the fans over there. I'm hoping that the brother is also doing well. He celebrated a birthday early in July, but he can't celebrate anything. But nevertheless, we keep a count of it. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and the fans there in St. Kitts. I'm hoping wherever she is, she's a tourist in this great summer. Yeah, Lynette is making the summer splash. I can't say where it is. So I'm hoping that, you know, whatever she does for the summer, it goes well. So far we heard it has been, and it keeps going well until her wonderful vacation tourist splash is brought down to a wonderful cherry close. Good morning to the people in Davis, particularly Mr. Renford Duo. The staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly Carmen, Lady C. Griffin, good morning to you. Good morning to my classmates over there, the class of 1972 from the ever-present Charlestown Secondary School. I said, Iva, when you go to Nevis, I need you to make a tour of the Charlestown Secondary School. And make sure you get a tour guide, because I think just in that place alone, you will get lost. Good morning. Just in that place alone. See if you can make your way around that before you go to camp. Because if you can't find your way around secondary school, you can't find your way around camp either. So I'm giving you a little warning. So good morning to all my classmates of the class of 72, particularly to Mr. all the sergeants were valiantly listening to us there back in Nevis. Good morning. I'm going to go on over to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And Omel is also celebrating her birthday this month. She is also on a splash. And we, you know, we enjoy that. You celebrate your birthday at every, at the moment that the month steps in until it steps out. Because guess what? This summer, this August, hot, with record temperatures, it's almost gone. Just a few days. Imagine, we're not going to have another show in August. Let me just say it this way. So when we come back here, we're not going to be talking about the people in August at all. We're going to be talking about the people in September. So we are encouraging you to enjoy the day. Good morning to the people over in Fort Lauderdale, particularly Mr. Elimac, King Elimac, that is, hoping that the brother is doing well. We are sitting and hoping for his recovery. Hey, we want to hear some music from him, but, you know, get to get back on his business. He's up and around, but, you know, at least I know the weather as well. So we are keeping our fingers crossed and hope that he would be restored. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. Brother Malik and little sister Tanaya, good morning to you. I'm going down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandipo. Good morning, Cutler. I'm hoping that you're keeping up with all the cricket because I want to hear what your life is about. Everybody is hoping that West Indies cricket is going to be rehabilitated. You want a better word for that? Rehabilitated. No, I think you got past that. Anyway, we can still hope. Katna, good morning. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Good morning to you. And good morning to all these friends in Georgia, hoping that those three ladies who constantly come here to listen are doing well. And good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. Heard from her recently, and you know she got some jokes to give me that, hey, I can't share it with you. So just know that she's keeping me happy, and I keep thinking about that impish grin on her face that she gets. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time. And let me say condolences to the family of Mr. Sidney G. Brown, who passed on earlier last week. And I also want to say condolences to some dear friends of mine, Dave and Michelle Liebert here in St. Croix, had to bury their son yesterday, and I'm understanding how difficult that could be. I remember a lady tell me, and met me in Publix one day. At least she didn't meet me in Publix. I walked out of Publix, and she just walked up to me. I don't know her from anywhere. I don't think she knows me, but she just walked up to me and she said, "Son, you would never know pain until you have to bury one of your children." And she just walked away. And that lady stayed on my mind for the rest of the afternoon until I got to the point where I understood exactly what she was talking about. So my prayers, condolences, well wishes go out to Dave and Michelle in the loss of their son. With that said, good morning to our fans, friends, supporters. Stick around. No matter how sad it gets, we're going to try to have a right moment for you. However,
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
We are in August, almost into September. 8 months we are into the year. So if you did not make a resolution at the start of the year, well, it is not too late. This is a reminder for those of you who did make a resolution. Let us not forget that today it is not too late to resolve to not forget that there are citizens among us who are in need of help. Please take a moment to make a commitment like Debbie and Dawn. Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group are seeking your help for those less fortunate and members of the community. The appeal is for your help with donation of food, material, money, school supplies, etc. Whatever you can donate, contact Debbie at 845-820-6598. That's Debbie, 845-820-6598, or Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com. That's Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com. There's also Dawn Curtin, AIRTON 697 at gmail.com, telephone 785-554-5628, that's 785-554-5628, or 913-283-9741, 913-283-9741. So once again, take this opportunity to remind you the year is coming to a conclusion, but don't forget the hunger and the need is still great among many of our citizens. So dig deep, reach out, and do your best to help the Antigua Barbuda Care Group, help to bring some comfort to those who are less fortunate. Thank you, and help. Back to you, Iva.
Happy birthday.
Santana during the first Spanish Civil War. In 1940, Chad, the French colony, joined the Allies under the administration of Felix Eboué, France's first black colonial governor. See what Eric Williams talked about? Okay. In 1944, French General Leclerc, the 2nd Armored Division, and Charles de Gaulle parade down the Champs-Élysées in Paris after the liberation of the city from Nazi occupation. Okay. 1965, the first color telecast by NBC of a tennis match was the Davis Cup. In 1969, British Motor Corporation, BMC, remember them, introduced the first Morris Mini Miner. They're still around. They call them now the Mini Cooper. It was only 10 feet long but seated 4 passengers. In 1963, West Indies beat England 2-1 in a series, the first holders of the Wisden Cricket Trophy. In 1974, Charles Lindbergh, an American aviator who was the first to fly solo across the Atlantic, dies of a lymphoma at the age of 72. In 1985, the French government denies knowledge of the bombing of the Greenpeace flagship, the Rainbow Warrior, in Auckland, New Zealand. In 1990, baseball player Bo Jackson hits his four consecutive home runs. And in 1992, Hurricane Andrew, remember him, makes landfall in Louisiana as a Category 3 storm. Oh, I thought he made landfall in Florida. So, there seemed to be a mistake there. After causing less and severe damage in Florida. Yeah, he made landfall in Florida and went on up to Louisiana. In 1995, Andrew Simon hits 20 sixes in a match for Gloucestershire versus Morgan. In 1996, U.S. President Bill Clinton signed the welfare reform into law, representing major shift in welfare policy. In 2004, an American won 2-3 in the 200-meter medal at the Athens Olympics. Sean Crawford gold in 1979 ahead of Bernard Williams and Justin Gatlin. 2005, U.S. Postal Service christened a Los Angeles facility as the Ray Charles Station. 2006, Sir Clyde Wycombe, West Indies cricket batsman and administrator, dies at the age of 80. 2017, Manchester City scores a 2-1 win at Bournemouth to start the EPL record 18-game winning streak. Raheem Sterling scores for the City but was sent off with 2 yellow cards in injury time. In 2018, Emmerson Mnangagwa is sworn in as president of Zimbabwe, and he is still there. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. August 26th, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank you for that. We want to really, really thank you for that. Yours. Try to remember birthdays, events that would have taken place in this state, but along the way, as you would have so rightly done, remembering the passing of Sidney Gay Brown out of Mount Clemens Nevis. Schoolmates like Harvey Hendrickson would have sent in his condolences, you know, woman of Jeffers. I know Lynn is out on a hot date, but he might very well want to say happy birthday. Well, let's see if he's in a position to get it recorded. That he needs to not hear now.
I just joined you, and
again, yes.
Want to say happy birthday to my brother and friend since 1985, brother Leroy Lashney. We have been friends from then until now. We have shared the same interests. We had parties together over the years. We remain friends and inseparable friends for the rest of our lives. Grateful that I met a fine young man and his family and his son, Leroy Jr. and had the pleasure of attending his wife's birthday a few weeks ago, a party, and had a wonderful time. Leroy, I wish you well. I hope you live to see many more years of joy, happiness, and good health. May God continue to bless you, and we will be remaining friends for life. Thank you very much, Iva. Yes, indeed, I'm enjoying a little time with my daughter. I don't know how many times I'll have the opportunity to do so, but when the time arises, I will say, yes, here am I. I'm going to take it, because you never know how soon you will not be able to do so. Great show. Continue the good work.
Thank you, Leon. We associate all of us with Mr. Lashley there. We have heard his name over and over and over and over again. It seems like he's become family. So we all say happy birthday to him. We just said it. You don't know how much birthdays we're going to be having, but take the whole month. That's the way we do it here. So I'll take this opportunity to say happy birthday to Herman Thompson. It is your month. And let's see. Donna, do you have any birthdays? I know you said it earlier, but it can't be said enough about our brother, Sidney Gay Brown, who would have gone on, who would have left Mother Earth. If you care to do so, you can do so now.
I just have two birthdays coming up. I don't have any for today. Coming up tomorrow is Marvel's granddaughter, Ania, celebrating tomorrow. And then my son, Dimari, he'll be celebrating on Wednesday, the 30th.
Oh, happy birthday to them both. And I was in company with Anaya yesterday. I had no idea tomorrow is a birthday. Oh, man, that's my
yeah.
Not only me, but, yeah, she stuck to me like glue yesterday. I had no idea it was a birthday. Oh, I have to give them a call.
Yeah, she got
me. I have them tune in tomorrow. We'll have to have mom and then they have to tune in tomorrow for the birthday at 7 o'clock. Yeah, to get to hear her birthday. Greetings. And Dimari, we're happy birthday to you too, Dimari. Mertris does condolences. He doesn't do birthday. So Mertris, one of your parishes would have gone, left us, Mr. Sidney Gay Brown. Bobs, you would know him very, very well. I know you are so stressed with the needs.
And I also want to send condolences to send our condolences to the Brown family there in Rollins. Somebody we grew up with,
yes.
Donald, he passed away.
Donald, yes, I heard that yesterday too. That he passed.
Wait. Which one of the brothers had died before? Is that Bernal?
Peter.
Huh?
Peter.
Peter. Brown for Cillian Brown in Rollins.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. Wait. Which one is they called Peter? Is that Donald that they called Peter?
No. Donald was the first one. Donald was the first boy. He just died.
No. The other one that died before, what was his name again? Kendall.
No, okay. I remember Kendall died.
Yeah.
But another
Peter
one
died.
Of those two, Donald and Vernal, I think that's what they were named. And they used to call one of them Peter.
But Peter died too.
Okay. I don't know what Peter real name is, but Peter died. Kendall died,
okay.
And now Donald.
And now Donald. Okay.
Young. Yes.
Okay. I thought Donald was the one who had died before. Because I was thinking that it's Donald that they had called Peter.
No. Peter is younger than Donald.
Okay, but no, they were close in age. I mean, almost want to think they were twins.
No. Peter was at least 4 to 6 years younger than Donald. Donald had Peter by at least four or five years.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might be mistaken. Okay. I'm thinking of two of them being close in age, were in class together at Cumbermere.
No,
Kendall would have been ahead of them.
Yes.
Yeah, Kendall was the oldest boy.
Right. And then they had a sister. They had a sister by the name of Vera or Vira.
Vira.
Vira. Okay. Yeah. Well,
yes. Peter Matthews used to be friendly with her when they were growing up. Vira. And what is the other name? What? Glenda? Was Glenda the last one, right, Donna?
Glenda. Glenda was the youngest. The youngest sister.
Yeah, Glenda was the young one. We're talking Levy's language here, folks, for those who are listening. And the passing of Peter. So we don't want to get the crowd lost here in the shuffle.
Okay.
Yes, this is
now,
hometown.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yes,
okay.
So our age group are passing, guys. You know, these are our schoolmates, classmates who are dropping and going. Like you said, none closer than Brother Gay, who would have, you know, laid to rest yesterday. It looks so peaceful there. But it's on my Facebook page. For those who are on Facebook, they can see I did a little thing. The audio was not amplified, so you wouldn't hear the audio as powerful as you think it should have been. But I did my best from my position to get folks on screen who paid tribute and gave a little something. So, you can get on my page, Ivor Henry, on Facebook, and you'll see some of what transpired there at the homegoing service. Okay, so I was saying Marcus, and she does the homegoing business at the birthday, so is still with us. Marcus?
Hi.
Your neighbor just up the road in Rawlings would have left us, Donald.
Yeah.
Where the gay would have gone and left us. We know him as Gay, so right name is Sydney, but let's stick with Gay. Everybody knows him as Gay. You have a word or two?
Mm-hmm. Well, condolences to you and Donna and the whole entire family. Our sympathy, Mama and I, whole family. Goes out to you guys. May God continue blessing you in your time of grief. And to Donald's family, we were close. Very close. We used to go back and forth from each other's home, especially summertime. So my condolences and my mom's condolences goes out to their family too, as well. May all be best in eternal peace.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. So that's two Browns in a week.
Two Browns.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where we're going to end this segment, and we're going to move on down the hill. Because hopefully, when we get to the bottom of the hour, we go up the hill. Talk would go a little slow. Because, man, where is August going? Where did it go? Huh? Can someone tell me? Maybe we can do it in this.
It went to September, the fall.
Is she clearing out the way for September? Or Liam would love that. Liam would love to hear, I was just clearing out the way for September. Well, I have quite a few birthdays in September as well. But guess who wouldn't want to hear September is, August is going too far? 721. That's over there in St. Martin. Irma Thompson. Yep. Because remember one year when we were distraughted by God, no, but God, no. How could you? How dare you? Well, China would have hailed upon the vacationist, the tourist, who put me in my place and say, I'm not a queen. Queen is for the pressure cooker. I'm a princess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I said, treat me like a queen. He said, no. He said, don't be fresh with me. I'm no queen. Queen is for the pressure cooker. I'm a princess. I said, wow.
Permit me, Ivan, to Lynette, who's on vacation and enjoying herself immensely. And good morning to Kathleen in the Virgin Islands. I hope she's having a wonderful day. And I would just like to say to my mom, I'm enjoying her spirit, so keep keep up the good work. The road to
okay. Very good. You want to know when you know when the imps, how does it go? You know, we know there's a devil, but nobody seems to know who is the imp.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lynette. Don't mind when I'm
good morning, a quick one, a quick one, because I'm leaving the house. I'm leaving the house to go out in a 2 minutes. So I just...
They're calling you an imp. Be careful with these people. They said talk of the devil.
Well, that's all right. I'm everything. I'm the princess, the queen, the imp, the devil, everything. I'm everything. Thank you.
Len wouldn't want to hear that. And still wouldn't want to hear that.
I'm good. Anything you call me, I good still. Thank you.
Don't accept that.
Good.
No. Well, you see, it depends on where it's coming from.
Exactly.
I'm here with my sister and her children and her husband, and I'm a princess, so.
Yeah,
so it depends on where
royalty,
it's coming
that's
from,
what you're saying? They're treating you with royalty.
What?
That's what you're saying. Are you being treated royally?
Big time. I'm being spoiled.
Oh, wow.
So. Look, I got to take one of them with me when I'm going back.
Well, let me ask this question now. What's the name of the prince?
We are talking to.
Oh.
Okay, we don't talk.
Uh-oh.
We're talking to.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
It's only me. I've got to go.
You see, if you're looking for a king now, that would have been a foregone conclusion.
Okay, I've got to go because we're ready to go out this house. So I'll catch up with you guys later.
All right, don't let the door hit you in the back.
All right, have fun.
On your way out.
Okay, bye.
Yes, okay.
Good morning to everybody.
Bye. Folks, it's an entertainment show, so, you know, sometimes we throw some hard punches, sometimes we just give a little jab, but it's all in good fun. As they would say, the most awesome show on a Saturday morning. Well, like I said, we're rolling down the hill. Let's roll down the hill slowly before we take our time and go up the hill past 11:30. Colonel, you have a commentary for us. But let me just...
Before the commentary,
let me just introduce this one, because we know on Monday, February 28th, that will mark the 60th anniversary of the... historical march on Washington that took place in 1963. Anyway, the gathering of black people in Washington is celebrated by many as a crowning moment of the civil rights movement. A few years later, legislation, best known as the Civil Rights Act, was implemented to grant and protect the civil rights of black people. Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech resonated with many and commanded an unrivaled popularity. But for all that, can we say we understand the objective of civil rights? What are those objectives? Have civil rights substantially changed the circumstances of black people in America? Have black people adequately experienced protection that civil rights is claimed to have offered them? 60 years later, why is this still the need for protest marches? Well, you can join us at Colonel if that's going to be a precursor to your commentary. Permit me to say that. But just before that, someone asked me to ask Dennis or Donna to give us the latest score in CPL match that is going on at this time. So, Colonel, hold a minute. We'll get an updated score here. We do it all here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. People do listen. So any updated score, the latest score?
Yes. St. Lucia Kings 114-2 after 14.1 overs. Johnson Charles 37 out. Faf du Plessis 55 out. So now we have
Sikanda Raza and Raja Paksa at the crease. Paksa, 7 runs from 11 balls, and Raza, 1 run from 6 balls. Narayan, 3 overs for 15 runs. Russell, 2 overs for 21 runs. And that's just about catches you up on the very latest.
Okay, so this is the first inning. That's it? That's it?
Yeah, the St. Lucia Kings at bat, 115 for 2 after 14.2 overs.
Okay, very well. Okay, Colonel, it's time for you to give us a commentary. You know, it's always a good one.
Yeah,
so we'll sit by, listen for this one.
This commentary is gonna be kind of answering one or some of the questions that have been raised in the concerns with respect to the Civil Rights March on Washington of 1963, and you know, in questioning what progress has been made since then. So the Black Liberation Movement envisioned a remedy for the consequences of European colonialism, which violently imposed Western culture upon Black people. European colonialism is the most ruthless criminal enterprise and campaign of global terrorism in the history of the human experience. That's how I characterize it. It was orchestrated under the theme of the superiority of the white race and its right supreme authority. Now, considering that the concept of race, out of which the European claim to superiority was, or out of which Europeans claim superiority, was meant to replace the concept of humanity, it is partly amusing and partly revolting to hear the architects of this enterprise and their descendants talk about human rights. In any event, the Black Liberation Movement was advanced mainly by African people who, under the enterprise of European colonialism and the dominance of Western culture, became the primary targets as items of commerce and instruments of labor in the formation of chattel slavery, which was the driving force behind the development of Western economics. The Black Liberation Movement was more than a reaction to narrowly defined concepts of race, racism, discrimination, prejudice, hate, and all of the other popular terms that you've been hearing recently. It presented a challenge to the European expansion across the globe, energized by the theory of superiority of the white race, and had the objective of declaring the human collective as an inferior race, and thereby establishing a power arrangement in which white men held supreme authority, is what the Black Liberation Movement challenged. Now, this is the authority by which the United States currently can impose sanctions on any sovereign nation. But look at the other side. Sanctions have never been imposed on the United States despite the string of human rights violations. Time and time again, the United Nations has sent out a fact-finding fact-finding task force to assess the United States in its relation to human rights. And time again, it had found the United States dreadfully wanting, but nobody to impose sanctions. But the United States can impose sanctions for countries which say, we don't respect this idea of LGBTQ rights. Sanctions. We want self-government and self-determination. Sanctions. You know, things that are none of its business. Now, we know that the United States is merely the enforcer for the rest of the white collective and all of the other syndicates of that criminal enterprise, like the European Union, which I consider to be a criminal syndicate. The G7, another criminal syndicate. The World Bank and the IMF, other criminal syndicates. NATO, another criminal syndicate. And all of these little organizations in combined with France, Germany, Canada, the United States, Holland, Portugal, and you know the rest, create the white supremacy regime. And this was the driving force of that. Let me say that over. And this was the force that inspired the development of the Black Liberation Movement. So the power of that supremacy was handed over to the United States in 1945 after one of the partners of the white supremacy regime attacked all the others. They called it the Second World War, a war among Europeans. By the time that war had demolished Europe, America was the only country intact to pick up where Britain left off as the ruler of the waves. Remember they had us sing that in school, Ivor? Rule Britannia. Britannia ruled the waves. Those were songs that we were forced to sing in honor of white supremacy. That's what the Black Liberation Movement was about. So the Black Liberation Movement would include events like the resistance to Portuguese imperialism in the 1600s, where the name Queen Nzinga stands out. This queen of the Ambundu kingdoms of Ndongo and Matamba waged war against the Portuguese to preserve the culture, societies, and sovereignty of her people in what is now Angola. It includes events like the Haitian Revolution, organized and orchestrated by Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and Henri Christophe, against the French, who at that time was the greatest military power in the world. Yet, when Haiti was done with France, that cabal got together, the United States, France, England, Holland, got together and threatened Haiti. If you don't pay France reparations, we would not recognize your sovereignty. So Haiti, not wanting any more wars, agreed to reparations, but they still attacked it because the United States attacked Haiti, invaded Haiti in 1915 and controlled Haiti's entire economy, took all of Haiti's money, and took the topsoil from its agricultural land and transported it over to Florida. Complete demolition of a people. And you would remember that in 1945, as a crowning moment on its capability of carrying the baton to enforce white supremacy worldwide, it dropped two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's Karen Todd. I am ready. Gangster fashion. You hear about gangs doing initiation, that you gotta go, if you want to be a gang member, you gotta go out on the street and kill somebody, just any random person. And sometimes there is a queue on which you do that killing. Well, that's what was the bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima was about. Now, the Black Liberation Movement would also include, like as I said, the Haitian revolutions, Haiti against the greatest military power of its time, and Haiti won its independence in 1804 to become the first black republic since the Europeans started their campaign to enslave the entire black population of Africa. It includes the Ashanti Wars against the British in 1900 to protect the sovereignty of what is present-day Ghana. These were known as the War of the Golden Stool. One of the names that stands out in this arena is Queen Nana Ya Asantewa. And here's something she said. How can a proud and brave people like the Ashanti sit back and look while white men take away our kings and chiefs and humiliated them with a demand for the golden stool? The golden stool only means money to the white man. They have searched and dug everywhere for it. I shall not pay one dime to the governor. If you, the chiefs of Ashanti, are going to behave like cowards and not fight, you should exchange your loincloth for my undergarments. That was Queen Nana Ya Asantewa. But to begin with, doesn't this remind you of something Bob Marley says recently? And I said recently. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? I'm going to repeat what Queen Ya Asantewa said. How can a proud and brave people like the Ashanti sit back and look while white men took away their kings and chiefs and humiliated them? It includes the first Pan-African Congress was organized in 1900 in London by Trinidad H. Sylvester Williams. It includes names like Frederick Douglass, who is known for his admonition to whites. He says, you ask what to do about us. I say, you do nothing about us. You do nothing for us. Just leave us alone. Your doing for us is mere mischief that has caused us enough pain and misery already. It includes names like Marcus Garvey. Like Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, like Louis Farrakhan, like Kwame Nkrumah, like Muammar Gaddafi. Those are names that are filling the annals of history as we talk about the Black Liberation Movement. Its objective, the complete liberation and self-determination of black people from the power and control of European whites who declared themselves superior. So as I look at the March on Washington and the celebration of that march, I also have to ask the question, what objective did it achieve? Yes, it got us some tokens, okay? But at the expense of our dignity. Because you know what? The March on Washington materialized on August of 1963. A mere 3 months after the Pan-Africanist Conference in Addis Ababa on May 25th, 1963. I wonder if it's that coincidental. I wonder if that wasn't part of the call while the stick was hidden. So as far as I see, the civil rights movement compromised and betrayed the liberation, the black liberation movement, because it is inconceivable that a reasonable man would accept civil rights prescribed by his oppressor as an adequate compensation for the deprivation of the human rights that were endowed by the Creator. Not clear to me that that is any kind of fair trade. Those are my thoughts. That's my commentary. Don't me disagree. And I love to hear that disagree.
Those who wants to suppress and keep their
thumb on the scale when it comes to civil rights and justice. That's my comment on the topic, Ivor. Back to
yes.
you.
Yes, yes, thank you. And anyone else want to come on in? You know, Ben, Matrice, Donna, Kathleen, some unknown numbers, can feel free to do that as well. I'll do mine in song, my comments here for now. Let's get the rhythm.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Yes, John.
Ivor. Time for a score update, Ivor. St. Lucia Kings, 158-4 after 18.4 overs. St. Lucia Kings, 158-4 after 18.4 overs.
Okay. Now, let me get to this. I've heard that, it has been said, and the point where I can hear is
but,
that...
But Tana, before that, we have a 561 number, 504. Did they wish to say something? I'm not sure. The hand is up.
Oh, okay. I didn't see. 504.
Yeah, 561-504. Come on in.
Yes,
yeah.
This is me, Fillmore. I've changed the numbers very fast.
Oh, okay.
I want to say greetings to everyone on these programs that help to uplift the black people in this country. Huh? And
all
over the world. Huh? And I think of people like Patrick Henry. You know Patrick Henry?
Patrick Henry, no.
Dr.
Patrick
Henry at Brown University.
I know you got to be in there someplace.
He was in sixth form when I was in fifth form. He gives lectures on Antigua and the Antiguans. There's nobody who has written a history of Antigua per se. And I'm going to ask him why he doesn't write a history of Antigua, Antigua and Antiguans. They used to get the books from the library and take parts out of the things that the white people wrote. But I would like to get his view as a distinguished American and Afro-Caribbean scholar. Huh? He's known the world over for writings. He wrote Antigua on the Periphery, and he wrote the introduction to, I think it's Beyond the Boundary, or C.L.R. James' book, one of C.L.R. James' books. He's a very outstanding person, you know, and I have great regard for Paget Henry, you know, but I don't usually have much to say, but
you said a lot.
I've been playing the piano back in your hall up this morning. You know, I don't know if you heard the piano play. You heard it?
No, we didn't hear it.
It was turned off. I didn't press one, so I was playing my head off.
If you press the one, we'd have heard you. We would have bought you in, so you were not.
Yeah, I'll say the one time.
I just said unknown numbers are on here. That's all I said.
Yeah. I spent a Wallstein Sonata written by Beethoven to Prince Lichnowsky. Now, Beethoven was a black man, right? You accept that?
Yes.
Yeah. The greatest musician that ever lived, a black man. And there's a guy named Saint-Georges for Martinique, the Black Chevalier Saint-Georges, the Black Mozart, they used to call him. But I don't like to call black people who do things that white people usually do black anything. Huh? He's a musician in his own right? I don't know if you have anything to ask me or you want me to say anything about anything topic. I don't know if you have any questions to ask me.
But Phil,
it's
good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while.
You heard about me?
We've been inquiring about you because we haven't heard from you for a while.
Oh, don't worry about me, man. God is on the throne, and he will take care of his own. He says, and they shall never perish. That's from the New Testament. And no man shall pluck them from my hand. I believe in God.
Okay.
So we used to have a minister, Mrs. Richards. I call her Dr. Richards. Because she said, when you're going towards a man, don't look left or look right. Go straight. And I used to call her Dr. Richards. She's from Jamaica. I used to attend the Church of God at Kendall. And I used to pay the organ there, the three manual organ. The organ cost about $80,000. And I got lessons on a $1 million organ at FIU.
Right.
And I did my final recital to get the BA for FIU, from FIU. But I was the first Antiguan to ever reach that far in music at FIU. And
okay,
I am going to keep studying. I study so many things. I was on the top 2 percentile of students at Miami-Dade when I was there, which is a long time ago.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't like to talk about myself too much, but you guys have to know what I'm doing, right? You worry about me?
Yeah, yeah, we wanted to know. We're friends. I know you're telling us. That's fine.
Yeah.
Lynette inquired about you. She always asked about you as well.
Yeah. You ask Leon mostly. Leon is always in touch with me, and I always call him. Maybe he thinks I call him too fast. But I'm accustomed to have a big brother. But he's
okay.
All the way in England right now. He's 84 years old, 85. And
okay.
He's not too keeping too well. You always keep him in your prayers. Buell
okay.
Is his name. Buell, he's a teacher at the grammar school. And he got an inter BA after taking the higher school at the grammar school. And he wasted time at University of the West Indies. He was going to study to be a doctor. I tell the whole world that. And he wasted time and wasted money. And he got married to Jean Ball. And they lived in England. The rest of it is history.
Okay.
History.
I want you to do me a favor, Phil.
Yeah.
We owe Omel over in the UK.
Yeah.
Two calypsos. And I want you to name two calypsos from Short Shirt that you like because I have to play two songs for her. We're running out of time. Give me two of Short Shirt's best songs that you like that I can play for this young lady.
There's
over
one,
in
you know, I don't remember these calypsos by name, you know. If you play them for me,
well, just hum a tune and let me see. I want you to send a request for.
I have a mental block this morning. With
Short Shirt sing songs like let me see. HIV sing a song was
HIV
European market love and understanding.
HIV.
You know that? Yeah.
HIV, European Common Market, about the European Common Market. I love to hear that. Because
you love to hear that? Okay.
Yeah, I love
okay,
to hear
that.
Okay,
let's send that for Omen then. Okay.
We're not against, but we're not for it. We didn't want you. Come on, market. We not against, but we not for it. We didn't want you in the common market. Living today is such a racket. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. We realize for you we can't choose, but now they take you, the whole Caribbean could lose. We gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands, you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada. St. Lucia should charge you more for banana. It's ungrateful and the world should brand you a brute to leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruits. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies could suffer. Have to take care of us, want independence, so then you give it first. We know that the gun pass out in France, from V to come, and he give you a chance. Opportunity, so you take it fast. Now you are free of us at last. Looking further, I can prove
moving still since you had passed that immigration bill. And we gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands, you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice you get from Grenada. Saint Lucia should charge you more for banana. And grateful and the world should brand you a fruit. You leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruit. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies go suffer. Why didn't you say that before? To catch our health, we need more time. For this we need till 1999. Then keep me this and Anguilla. Don't forget Antigua and Barbuda. We can't forget how you treat us bad. We can't afford to buy no damn chicken bag. We gave you gold products from Guyana. From all the islands, you get your sugar. Nutmeg and spice, you get from Grenada. So charge you more for banana. And grateful and the world should brand you a fruit. You leave Trinidad with all them citrus fruit. Now you join the market and you may prosper. I tell the whole West Indies go suffer. From all the islands, you get your sugar. Got mega spice, you get from Grenada. Then Lucia should charge you more for banana. And grateful and the world should brand you a fruit. You leave Jamaica with all them citrus fruit. So you join the market and you may prosper. I say the whole West Indies go suffer.
There's nothing that we cannot do if we live together, holding hands, loving each other. Joining the heavyweight from 6
until 9 p.m. and we speak cricket, and more cricket. Only showing all of North America that bring you exclusive cricket, locally, regionally, and internationally. Heavyweights will be in. Don't be sure. Be sure not to miss the Coach's Corner. That's from 6:15 until 7 o'clock. You're gonna have the birthdays and anniversary hour, and of course we'll have a topic of in sports to take you all the way up until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Don't be late. Make it a date. Well, folks, Phil, it was indeed a pleasure with you coming through, lending your voice, and accompanying us with your piano in the background there. Liam came through this morning at the top with prayers. We had Kathleen over here in Atlanta. She had the opening prayer as well. Donald, graced us with her presence. Of course, we heard from Lynn, traveling, traversing the world on her vacation. We want to say thanks for taking time out of her busy schedule to say hi and hello to folks here. Well, we had a home going for Brother Sydney Gay Brown yesterday. He's gone, but his memories will live on. We have other deaths.
Goodbye to my trouble. Goodbye to my pain, y'all.
There you go. I can hear the piano in the background there, Phil. Bye-bye. That's the talented Phil Moore. Okay. But, folks, I think that's where we're going to end this morning of today's proceedings. We will be with you back again here for another exciting show next week, Saturday, when we turn the corner and we turn into September. So we're saying goodbye. Goodbye to August, and of course 721 over there led the way in the birthday celebrant next month with the birthdays, where we'll have Liam is having a birthday in that month, my daughter Ciara, my mother, daughter Brittany, we have Daddy Franklin Brown, we have Independence birthday for, I think it's in September as well. September has a Lou, we have Ava comes up on the 2nd. I have my wedding anniversary comes up on the 3rd. So September is a good month. We'll be celebrating come next Saturday, the 2nd. That's when we will be starting September. So until then, we want to thank Dennis for coming through all the way over there in Southern California very, very early in the morning. In just a few days. Short pants, I think, this morning, and we're happy that no known damages was done to anyone that would have known with earthquakes and fires and the likes that were happening over there in Southern California, California on the whole. So, without any further ado, we are going to be saying bye-bye. And in the month of September, oh, Cardinal is going to be ruling the roost here for quite some time. In the month of July. We'll tell you more about that next week. So until next time, may the rest of the day be very best.